Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
7:47, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, the day after the terrorist attack on Bourbon Street that shocked us all and continues to shock us all. Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens, joins us now. How you doing, Glade?
Oh, I've been better.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell me how you found out about all of this, because you live there, and I know we all have heard about terrorist attacks and thought about them. You don't think it's going to ever hit in your community, but it did here. Thoughts? Tell me your story.
It did. Well, what happened was I got a text about 5:30 in the morning for a friend of mine who runs the Upper Quarter Security Patrols, letting me know what was going on and that the subject had been neutralized. So that started it. So it was early on, and then turn on news, radio, and you begin to hear all the rest of the stories about the tragedy, the horrific magnitude, and that was it. So it was all day yesterday, consuming, as you can imagine.
What are you hearing from your friends and neighbors in the French Quarter?
Well, I think it's multiple. People often forget that this is America's most historic neighborhood. We are a neighborhood. We do have people that live here. I mean, it seems like it's an economic machine in the French Quarter, but we do have people that live here all year. And I think just it's not your run-of-the-mill tragedy that we're sort of used to. And I hate to say it like that.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Shootings and robberies and other things that happen. And this has been historic and important. Things happen like this, but to have a terrorist attack on your biggest known city, street, location was just awful. And I think I fielded calls up until last night. Are you okay? I think a lot of people that know I've lived in the French Quarter for a long time want to know if it's near you. Is this in front of your house? And thank goodness it wasn't, but on the same end, there's a lot of concern going forward. And you know, we have paid attention to safety and security here in the French Quarter for a long time, not necessarily just for the big crowds, but for the everyday people that live here and random acts of violence can happen. So the security is top of our mind in a lot of ways.
Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up there when we come back, because I want to talk about that and bollards and, you know, it being a neighborhood and also being a very commercial, the cash register of the city and the state, if you will. Glade Bilby, our guest, president of French Quarter Citizens, our friend, been on with us a lot, and especially important to talk to him in the aftermath of yesterday's terrorist attack on Bourbon Street. 7:50, I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL, time for traffic now. 7:54, 6 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens. Glade, we're going to talk to J.P. Morrell in a little bit, talking about Bourbon Street being pedestrian only. I don't know, how do you go about doing that if bars and everything else have to be, you live there, you know the area far better than I do, and bollards and protecting areas. At some point, vehicles do have to go in and out of the quarter, right?
They do, and that's another issue that people would have to address if you were considering doing a pedestrian garbage trucks, street cleaning trucks, beer trucks. You've got to supply the tourists that come in. You've got to get them in, and you've got to supply all of the garbage and refuse that comes out of it every day. So this is not something that can happen lightly if they're going to do something like that. Maybe gates. I know Venice in certain parts of Venice to put gates up and actually charge visitors to go in at peak times. So maybe there's some other way to do this. It isn't kind of laissez-faire open to the world all the time. You forget people have to come and go from their house as well. So I think to focus on it, you really do need to take all these different aspects into consideration if you're going to do something like that.
Take me to the quarter itself yesterday, the feeling among people there. Did you hear any explosions yesterday going on? I hope to God people weren't shooting off fireworks, which would seem like the dumbest thing in the world you could possibly do.
No, I didn't hear too much of that yesterday. A few sporadic things. What I did hear on New Year's Eve before this event happened was gunshots. I mean, you can tell the difference in fireworks and gunshots and semi-automatic pop, 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 pop gunshots. I heard more of that than I've ever heard before.
You're talking about prior to midnight now or between midnight?
Around midnight. Yes, around midnight or after midnight, because we were at Jackson Square. And a friend of ours lives in the Pontalba, so we were there. But after that, and that's unusual because I know we've had made a big effort to try to keep people, the stupidity of just firing guns into the air on New Year's Eve. But I did hear a lot of that, more than usual, which is concerning.
So what would you tell people, what are the residents feeling in the French Quarter about safety, about walking around? Or is the feeling that akin to 9/11, where they somebody had a shot and they took it, and I don't mean that flippantly at all, believe me, or disrespectfully, but they spied a weakness, they took it, and that was it, and that, or are they concerned about the future? Tell me what the feeling on the ground is.
Well, I think there's a general concern for safety. We all understand that when you have so many people coming in, allegedly 18, 19 million tourists. So that translates 1.5 million people in front of your house every month. So there is certainly a concern when you have large crowds of people, but I don't think people are any more nervous than the other, because as it turns out, this was one isolated, complete idiot doing this in the name of religion, if you can figure that one out. But I don't think people are any more nervous, scared than they were the day before or hour before. It's generally, let's pay attention, let's have some safety. And I think when you invite 19 million people to your home, which was violated yesterday, you want to have a sense of security and safety. You want to have the sidewalks fixed, the lights lit. You want to have the things that are basic necessities that make you feel safer. And I think that's one of the things we could, if we focus on the basics, some of these others will not necessarily fall in place, but then you can address the extraneous after.
This is not related to what happened yesterday at all. I don't think it is at all. But that area between Canal and on Bourbon, between Canal and, I don't know if it's Iberville or Bienville, I forgot which one it is that comes first, that's been a kind of haven for crime as well, has it not?
Yes, it has. I mean, and the police, the NOPD has made great strides together with Troop NOLA and the cooperative. Made great strides to stop a lot of the illegal activity that was happening. I think things were let go for a long time and not enforced, and that could go to you could throw that mantle on a number of situations. But I think the enforcement up there has made a difference. But it is a little rough up in the front of the quarter, and I say the Canal Street, Iberville, Bienville area.
If you were to be advising those in authority, I guess as far as I understand about streetlights and quality of life things, but when it comes to preventing some kind of attack like this as a resident, what would you tell them? What would your advice be?
Well, this is a tough one because you could pick any street in the quarter when it's crowded. Mm-hmm. You can drive a truck to do anything like put them on it.
You're breaking up, Glade, but I think we got most of what you had to say, and it is. And the governor said that yesterday. It could have been Canal Street, could have been any busy street. I think sometimes it's a cost of living in a free society. Canal Street, the first block is Iberville, then Bienville, then Conti, then St. Louis and Toulouse, et cetera. And thank goodness they had that big lift that was there that stopped this heavy electric Ford truck, because otherwise, who knows how far down it could have gone or what kind of damage it could have done. And as bad as it is, you can only imagine if that had been at midnight or prior to 3:15 a.m. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass, J.P. Morrell. When we come back, Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Day after on WWL.